Welcome to the program, folks. Here we are again on Friday. This is Friday the 13th of May, and we're glad to have you tuning in here tonight, and praise the Lord for each one of you who are here live with us tonight, and we appreciate that, and those who are listening later, we appreciate you listening as well. So we have some good things to share with you tonight, but we're going to open up in a little bit of news first, And so we just cover us all with the blood of Jesus and thank God that he is with us. And if God be for us, who can be against us, right? Is that not what the word of God said? Is that not what you should be believing? Amen. That's what I believe. And I believe God's word is true, and I believe he'll take care of you as well. So, and me, we're going to be all right because we're in the hands of Jesus, folks. And he's greater than all the power of the wicked one, all the power of the enemy. So let's go ahead and open up a little bit of news tonight as we start the program. Illegal aliens first to get pallets of hard-to-find baby formula while American citizens struggle to find it on store shelves. That's real nice, huh? Because shortages seem supposedly is connected to Bill Gates promoting his new fake breast milk, synthetic breast milk. Yeah, well, people are making money off of whatever they can make money off of, these wicked ones that all they care about is getting wealthier. They're already wealthy, but they will get more and more and more and more. Governor Ivey of Alabama says that if the good Lord made you a boy, you're a boy. If he made you a girl, you're a girl. That's what she said. And the new ban on gender transitions for children took effect in Alabama on Sunday, last Sunday, prompting doctors to stop prescribing experimental transgender drugs to children. Good for them in Alabama. But there's a lot more needs to be done. They're just beginning to do a few things, and there's so much more that needs to be done, should have been done a long time ago, should have never let it progress this far. But, you know, what kind of compromises have we had in offices that allowed that to take place? Yeah, and the Christians in the churches are responsible too, huh? Because they haven't done anything to stop all this either for the most part. We just have to obey them, whatever they say. Oh, wait a minute. You obey the devil, whatever he said? In Marvel's new Doctor Strange film, movie, occult and witchcraft dominate, making Satanists the hero here. Superheroes have grown darker and darker through the years, yeah, causing serious concern over the movies. So I say, watch out for evil influences upon you and your family watching this stuff that's getting worse and worse and worse. Not getting cleaner, it's getting darker, so better be on guard against that stuff. Okay? Amen? Yeah. 107 Florida churches leave the United Methodist Church, joining a conservative alternative. They said, we are not leaving the United Methodist Church. The United Methodist Church has left us. That's right, because of liberalism in the denomination and embracing LGBTQ+, then they have left the denomination. and will not be a part of that. 107 Florida churches said enough of that. Senator Rand Paul to Department of Homeland Security, Mayorkas, he said the greatest propagator of disinformation is the U.S. government. He said, you think the American people are this stupid, are so stupid that they need you to tell them what the truth is? You can't even admit what the truth is with the Steele dossier. Yeah, so that, he's standing up for this new Department of Homeland Security head, Senator Rand Paul. And it's about the ministry, so-called Ministry of Truth, where they're going to have an organization to determine, you know, if what people believe in is not in alignment with what they believe. Somebody asking what's the best way to send tithe in to the ministry. Well, you can use PayPal or you can mail it to P.O. Box 50162 in Billings, Montana. That's P.O. Box 50162, Billings, Montana, 59105. Yes, and the website, of course, you go to PayPal from our website, theoasiscommunitychurch.com, theoasiscommunitychurch.com. Thank you for asking that. I don't usually say anything about that, but if people want to give, that's how you can give, either mail it or PayPal it in. New York will provide $35 million to abortion providers, says the blood on our hand governor, Kathy Hochul, who is an evil woman, in my opinion, after hearing, you know, all that she has said as well. I mean, this is just the latest. She said a lot of things during the pandemic, too, that is was not proper either. And so, yeah, she now has blood on her hand, of course, wanting to kill babies and support it with $35 million. She needs to get born again, right? She needs to have Jesus into her heart and get her head on straight. That's what a lot of people need to do today because they're way off base. Pro-life senators block radical abortion bill that would overturn 500 pro-life laws. Well, good for them standing up. Has to stand up. If nobody stands up, the enemy prevails. We resist the devil, and what does he do? He flees. Here's a nice thing that a pastor did, a Nebraska lead pastor of Bellevue Christian Center, Andy Koop, or Kopp, I'm not sure how he pronounced his name, but he's decided to donate one of his kidneys to save an associate pastor of the church. With his life-saving kidney, that will save the life of this man. So what a loving sacrifice that pastor is making for one of his staff members. How kind of him. And he's a white man, and the staff member is a black man. So that's really laying down his life to serve somebody. Evangelical Lutheran Church denomination is short at least 600 pastors. Well, that's going on a lot in this world right now, a lot of shortages of pastors. And according to Barna Group, more pastors of all denominations are saying they have considered quitting being in the ministry. More that have done that than a year ago. And many said the extreme stress of the job was a huge factor behind their thinking. Well, all I can say after pastoring for 39 years, or I'm in my 39th year, is you got to be called of Jesus, and you got to know you're called, or don't do it. That's what I got to say to anybody who wants to be a pastor. You know, you better know you're called to God. If you don't know that, you will get attacked. There will be many attacks, and there will be much spiritual warfare. But, you know, I don't regret obeying God either. You know, he told me, spoke to me audibly. Now, he doesn't do this. You don't have to have an audible voice tell you to go into ministry. But he did speak to me audibly about going into ministry, and I obeyed. And That's one of the two times in my life I've heard his audible voice speaking to me. But I definitely know that I'm called to do what I've done in all these years. So praise God. So new White House press secretary hates Israel. She's black and an LGBTQ person, plus person. So that's her nature of evil. And so she does not have any regard for Israel, doesn't have any regard for God, evidently. And thousands of medical professionals declare that the COVID emergency is over. Yet not the Biden bunch, no, and who, and they want to keep it going. Why do you think they want to keep it going? Well, some of it's just control. Some of it's making money. You know, there's a lot of negative reasons to reduce the population, a lot of things. And the last thing I'm going to share with you tonight before we go to the Word of God and pray here is McDonald's have gone occult. That's right, which among meal deals, the chance to win tarot card readings. That's right. McD's partnered with Madam Adam. Yeah, that's right. Madam Adam, an occultist and someone who supposedly reads the cards. And so you're going to win a free tarot card reading from Madam Adam, or it's possible that you can when you buy the French fries. Well, I wouldn't even go to McDonald's. I don't go there anyway, but yeah, I sure wouldn't recommend going in there now that they're partnering with somebody, an occult practitioner. Surely wouldn't do that. All right, folks, here we go. We're going to open up in prayer tonight. That's all the news I'm going to share today. But we're going to open up in prayer here, and then we're going to get into God's word here tonight, and then we're going to do some deliverance for the last 30 minutes of the broadcast. We'll do some mass deliverance for everybody who wants some. And of course, we're doing the broadcast a little different this last week and tonight. We'll hopefully have a much clearer voice, because someone told me that our voice wasn't as clear as it could be, so we've made some adjustments to make it better. Hallelujah. And so hopefully I've heard from some people that it is better. It was better last week and coming in clear. So hopefully it'll be clearer again this week and you can hear me more accurately and clearly. All right, folks, let's go ahead and open up in prayer here as we start the program here tonight. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. We bind the enemy. And we bind that superstitious spirit for those who have that and that are dealing with that about Friday the 13th. I rebuke that. The Lord rebuked that. We rebuke superstition, the superstition spirit. Don't want any part of that in Jesus' name. And we rebuke it and command it to go in the name of Jesus right now. And we cover ourselves all with the blood of Jesus, declare no weapon formed against us shall prosper in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for that today. And we thank you for divine hedge of protection around about every listener on the program. For those that believe in you, those that trust in you with all their heart, Father, we thank you for them. We ask your blessing on their family. We ask your blessing on any lost loved ones that have wandered from the way, that they would return or that they would get saved for the first time, Father. We thank you for working in every listener's life, Father, that you're providing for all their needs, Father. In Jesus' name, we break the grip of darkness in Jesus' name over their lives right now. We thank you, Lord, that, Lord, you're stronger than all the power of the wicked one. So we worship you tonight. Thank you for your sweet presence here in this program. Thank you for blessing people, speaking to people tonight. And we thank you for this program and ask your anointing to be released, Father, and that you administer through the power of your spirit and the power of your anointing in Jesus' name, that we are ready to stand, having done all. We will stand and we will prevail in this hour that we live in spite of all the demonic activity going on in this wicked world. There's a whole lot of angelic activity going on, too. There's a whole lot of God activity going on in this world also. So praise you for that, Father. And Lord, we worship you And we commit this time that we have tonight together to you and ask that you just have your way in Jesus' name and cover all with the blood now as we go now. And Lord, I do pray for, Lord, some people having some difficult times right now that need prayer. So we pray for them tonight. We ask your protection for them. And Lord, I pray for a brother who's sick, not doing so well physically, Father, that you would heal their body completely, Father. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke the disease, the cancer, the tumor, all of it in Jesus' name. Pray for living and not death in Jesus' name. Oh, we thank you for that. Everybody say amen. All right, here we go. Are you ready? We're going to talk about it tonight. Yeah. Ruined by Evil is the title. You think anybody's been ruined by evil? You think any believers today have been ruined by evil? I'll tell you what, I've known some who've been ruined by evil. They've gone back to the vomit. They've been gone back to the wallowing in the mire once they got out of the pig pen of sin and darkness, and then they went back to it. Lord have mercy. What's wrong with people that they'd want to go back to that life? It's an empty life, a dead life. There's nothing to be offered there, but some people do it, you know. They leave the perversion only to go back to the perversion. They leave the uncleanness only to go back to the uncleanness. They leave the money lust only to go back to it. You know, this thing is, a lot of Christians haven't left those things. They brought them into to walk with God, and I tell you, that is not a healthy Christian life when you live that way. And yeah, you can be ruined by evil if you allow that to take place. And sin, yeah, we've all done it. We've all been plagued by it and harassed by it and all of its accompanying demons. We probably all felt bad about our sins and struggled at times with condemnation and feeling like, how in the world could God fellowship with somebody who has sinned like I have, right? You've probably felt that sometimes. And yet God has forgiven sin, and he's forgiven you if you've been a partaker of his blood and forgiveness paid for at the cross. And yet the demons of darkness, they don't want you to know the reality of what happened on the cross, of course. They don't want you to know that sin doesn't have to have and be a dominant and have dominion over you any longer. It doesn't have to be the dominant force in your life. That sin is no longer a dominant force if you can get the revelation knowledge of these truths. If you could receive them from the Word of God. Yeah. And yet demons, they want to sin to be the dominant force. They want to sin to dominate over you and rule over each one of us. And these are lies. That's right. These are lies. Yet Satan controls much of the human race by his lies, doesn't he? Yes, he does. Yes, he controls. Just as the media controls a lot of the human race by lies and propaganda, so does Satan. And who you think behind the media? Isn't Jesus? That pagan heathen media, that ungodly lying media, it's not Jesus that's behind that. The devil, the god of this world, has a propaganda machine. And his propaganda machine will keep you all your life in bondage to him and to sin if they get away with it. But remember this always. Remember this in Romans chapter 6. Let me read that to you. Because we need to know this, remember this. Well, verse 11, likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you. For ye are not under the law, but under grace. That's where we stand today. Not under the law, but under grace. Abundance of grace, folks. Abundance of grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah that we're not in bondage to the law anymore, but we're living in the grace of God. Do you get that? This, you know, this should liberate you. If you could receive it and get the revelation of it and make it your reality, because by faith, this reality should be owned by every believer, but it's not, unfortunately. Demons are always attempting to hide these real truths and keep believers under religious bondage and bondage to sin and bondage to those demons that are in their lives, those generational curses that plague a lot of believers today because they have not been broken yet. And sin shall not have dominion over us. So demons shall not have dominion over us is also a reality if you can apply these truths. See, under grace, but not under law, it says. Remember, we just read. Not un- for you are not under the law, but under grace. Yeah. So there was no deliverance ministry mentioned under the Old Testament, but a harp ministry by David of subduing demons. Like in King Saul, but the demons were not cast out. They were just subdued by David's harp ministry because Jesus was not, had not gone to the cross yet and bought us that full authority over the devil at that point. But now he did, and sin shall have no dominion. Therefore, demons who inhabit sin, you'll have no dominion when you learn to apply this revelation knowledge to your life. But you have to apply it. You can't just, you know, just read it. Oh, that's nice and do nothing with it. That's what a lot of Christians do with a lot of the Word of God. They never apply anything, so it never doesn't ever become the reality in life. And therefore, they're not overcoming. They're being overcome by the enemy because they could be overcoming the enemy, but they're not. They could be, but they're not. They're being overcome. And it said, Genesis 2:7, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And then we see if we jump down here a little bit further to chapter 4, that was 2:7, and look at 4. And said, 7, if thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. In other words, thou shouldest rule over sin, but not everybody's ruling over sin as a believer, are they? But see how sin lives? The spirit's attached to it, and in it as well. They lie at your door looking to get in. If you let them in, they're coming in. A demon would have you live ignorantly of your true position in Jesus. Yeah, that's what they want. And keep you living a life of defeat because of condemnation and guilt and sin and torment and unworthiness and a sin consciousness. Right? All a work of demons, too. That's what that is. It's a work of demon. It's not a work of grace, then. To live under condemnation, you think that's a work of grace? That's a work of demons. The devil wants you to live under condemnation. Jesus said there is therefore now no condemnation in Romans 8:1. So there's no reason for us to live under condemnation and guilt. But too many of God's people, they just don't get it when it comes to understanding how forgiven they really are. See? I mean, listen, you need to know this. You cannot sin more than God's ability and willingness to forgive you. Okay? God forgives your sin. And on the cross, every sin ever committed, past, present, and future, was forgiven all mankind. You just need to receive it. People just need to receive it. It's been forgiven, but not everybody's receiving it, right? And see, in God's eyes, for the Christian, sin is no more. He has fully dealt with the sin problem in God's eyes. Colossians 2, that may not be in your eyes, may not be in people's eyes, but in God's eyes, he dealt with the sin problem on the cross. And Colossians 2:13, and you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, has he quickened together with him, having forgiven you what? All trespasses. Everybody say it out loud. All, forgiven me all trespasses. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. and having foiled principalities and powers and made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then it says in the next verse, let no man therefore judge you in meat or drink or in respect of a holy day or a new moon or of the Sabbath day, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. And so people are going to try to make you keep Saturday. They're going to try to make you keep the law. They're going to try to, you know, judge you over this, that, the other. And yeah, but don't let it. Don't let it happen, man. Don't give place to that. Give no place to the enemy that way. Okay? Because we know where it's coming from. See, the Old Testament law was against you and I. It was contrary to us. And that contrary is hupanantios. Hupanantios in the Greek and means adversary, opposite to, against us, opposition. That's what that means. So it's contrary. But now under grace, we don't have to live under that. See, we're not living under that which is contrary. Hallelujah. Amen. So God took our adversary away and nailed it to the cross so nothing could stand between us and God. No longer would the law something that could stand between us and the Father's love. Remember, the veil was ripped from the top to the bottom, signifying that we could come in to the very holy of holies, the very presence of God, come boldly before the throne of grace, right? In time of need, you get on in there. And there's nothing there to block it anymore. The law is not in the way of you coming into the throne of grace, see, because Jesus died on the cross, and it was nailed to the cross. And these are powerful truths, folks, and these truths I'm telling you so you're not going to be ruined by evil. See, these truths I'm sharing with you today cannot simply be a doctrine or a nice little teaching that you heard sometime. They need to really get inside of you and be a reality. It will break your bondages and bring you into liberation life. Amen? You need to get it inside of you. We need the Holy Spirit's light and revelation to see the fullness and completeness of our redemption and all that was truly purchased for us at that cross, hallelujah, 2,000 years ago. I'm telling you, we can walk in the newness of life, it says. Not the oldness of life, not the oldness of the letter, but in the newness of life. What kind of life? Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He doesn't want you living in that life. He wants to keep you in bondage all the days of your life and keep his demons in place all the days of your life. But see, we have these revelations here, if you get them, to keep you from living that way all your life. But you have to get them, and you have to receive them by faith. And believe them and apply them to your life and make it your reality. It's not just something you heard about, read about, or heard some teacher teach about or preacher preach about. It becomes your reality, your truth. It's got to come alive on the inside of you. Amen. With Holy Spirit revelation and receive it. Okay? And when you see it, you'll never be condemned again for the areas in your life that still need transformation and change. And we all have areas of our lives that still need transformation and change, don't we? None of us are totally delivered yet. We're all in the process of deliverance. We're in the process of change, but we all still need to change more and more and more. Hebrews 10:1-2, for the law having a shadow of good things to come and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered. Why, you know? But because that the worshipers, once purged, should have had no more conscience of their sins, but they were never ceased to be offered under the old covenant. Okay, but now there's a better covenant, right? We're living under a better covenant. See, they, under the law, still had a sin consciousness. Offering that animal sacrifice never got rid of their sin consciousness or condemnation for their sin. But not us. Not us. Look at chapter 9, verse 15. It says, for this cause he is the mediator of the New Testament, and by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the First Testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. What happened? we got a better covenant. Not by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood entered he in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. That's the truth for us, you and me, right now. We got the new covenant salvation. He took care of all the sin, all the condemnation of sin, all that sin consciousness which came in through the first covenant, or that is through the law, thank God. And see, the fear of sin and its result is what keeps people in bondage to it. And people have an inner knowing that they have sinned and they fear the result. People know inside that they were sinners. They were sinners, and then the devil wants to keep them out there because we're no longer sinners. We're saints of God, the Bible says. We've been born again. We're saints of God. We no longer have to be afraid of sin. Sin doesn't have dominion. Remember, we just read that in Romans chapter 6. Sin shall no longer have dominion, for we're not under the law, but under grace. It shall not have dominion over you. I am certainly not dominated by sin anymore. I know that I and you as well still experience sin at times in areas of our life. If we say we have no sin, the truth is not in us, right? But we know that we have sin sometimes. But we need no longer fear it and its penalty, because Jesus bore the penalty of sin on the cross. Amen. Sin is a product of the carnal realm, not the spiritual realm. In the carnal realm, the flesh is at enmity with God. Okay? So we don't live in the flesh. We live in the spirit. We're supposed to live in the spirit more than we live in the flesh, right? Because he said if you walk in the spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the domination forces of the flesh, see? Right? As long as we're not fully transformed, though, the carnal man will affect you at times. You may be born again, but you're not fully transformed. You don't have full revelation. You don't have understanding of these things. And yet you need not fear this. Just continue to keep seeking God and know that as you seek him and touch him, he is going to flow into those areas of life and bring change and bring revelation. If you're seeking him with all your heart, God is going to be found, and he's going to bring understanding of these truths to you. See, what you fear always has power in your life. You fear sickness, sickness has power in your life. You fear somebody's going to rob you, that robbing spirit, that theft spirit is going to have a domination in your life. You fear your people are going to have control over you. You're going to be snared by the trap of that fear. See, whatever you fear has power in your life, right? When you no longer fear sin, it's going to lose much of its power in your life, see? If you fear sin, then sin's going to have control, right, over you. And one of Christians' biggest problems today is that they do not feel worthy or good enough to partake of the blessings of the riches of Jesus Christ. You're moved by the feeling, see. I'm so unworthy. I'm so condemned. I'm so messed up. I'm so full of devils, right? We don't see the power of God operating in our life because we feel we're not worthy. We feel condemnation. We feel guilty. We feel what the devil's plants in us through temptation, and you receive it. You receive the guilt. You receive the condemnation. It all starts with the temptation. You don't have to receive it. You feel you're not worthy. Well, let me ask you this. If they're not for you, then who are they for? Who are the blessings and riches of Jesus for if they're not for you, if they're not for us? Who are they for? You know, we need to believe in the simplicity of the gospel. It is Jesus. It is Jesus. This is the simplicity of it all. Jesus bore the penalty for our sin. And we should not feel condemned, but rather we should have a sense of forgiveness. Amen? This is going to disarm a whole lot of demons, you know, who work in this area, religion and condemnation and guilt and all that stuff. You know, he's going to disarm them when you believe the simplicity of the gospel and the reality of that simplicity of gospel, the truth of it. See, all blessings are now ours. You just need to learn to receive them. You need to practice knowing forgiveness. practice knowing you are fully and completely forgiven yesterday, today, and forever. Just because most of us are more natural or carnal than spiritual, we condemn ourselves for that which we do in the flesh. We feel that we don't deserve any blessing. We feel that we deserve condemnation rather than forgiveness, and apart from God, we do. But we are not apart from God any longer. That's what we need to know. The Bible says nothing, Romans 8, nothing shall separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing going to separate you except what you allow to separate you. Then you think you're separated, but really, in reality, you're not, because the Bible says nothing can separate you. But you're just not walking in the revelation of that reality, see? Nothing can any longer separate us from him and his love for and his forgiveness for us. And we all may feel, because of our sin and condemnation, and carnal nature that from time to time rises up in us, that we are separated and not worthy. But hey, how many know we don't live by feeling? The Bible never told us the just shall live by feeling. The Bible said the just live by faith, and faith receives the truth of the word and stands on the truth of the word and not be moved off of it. But no, God came to save such as us, and freely gave us, not someone else, freely gave us, you and me, his blessings. God wants to and is transforming you into what he is. And that, however, is a long process. So be patient with yourself and be patient with God. By faith and patience, you inherit the promises of God. Amen? Little by little. And you know, God takes natural carnal people and transforms them into sons and daughters of his very own. That's right, just natural carnal people. He transforms us by the Spirit of the living God living inside of you right now. And living in the kingdom of God has nothing to do with the carnal, natural man, okay? Flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of God. That's what it says. Amen? That's what it says. This is liberation theology here. I mean, liberate you from the powers of demons and evil and wickedness. What some people call liberation theology is nothing but the pit of darkness. But I'm telling you, grace is liberation. Liberation from bondage. Liberation from demons. Amen? Okay. And I know now we're not fully transformed yet. But there are times when our flesh get the best of you. You know, best of us. There's still times when we say no to the leadings and promptings of the Holy Spirit. So what should I do? Well, don't get condemned. Recognize the flesh and the carnal nature for what it is, and look to the cross, to the sin offering, and accept that forgiveness. Accept that work of grace in your life. I mean, it's been done. You just have to walk in the receiving of it and the acceptance of it, and not let the devil steal, kill, and destroy, rob it from you the best he can is what he's trying to do, trying to rob it from you, you know. But you don't have to receive his robberies. You can rebuke his robbing, thieving demons. Right? Hebrews 10:19, it says, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his own flesh. His flesh was torn for us so we could enter through him. Amen. Hallelujah. Remember, too, that the more you hunger and seek after God, the quicker he can work in your life. You think about that? Just how hungry are you tonight? Hey, the more you hunger for him, the more he can work, and the more he will work. And if we're not willing to let him work in us, and we don't hunger and thirst, then we need to ask God to make us willing for him to work in us. Hey, if you really want to be transformed by the power of his Spirit, face it. It's going to take years for some to fully submit and yield to God and his workings in their life. The choices that we make do play a part in God's working in our life. So remember that your actions and responses to Jesus are going to affect your life for good or for bad. If you refuse to respond to him and yield to him, then the enemy has his way with you. Because if you're not, you know, going in God's direction, whose direction are you going into? You're living out of self. Your way, you know, is it your way or the highway type of thing, you know? Also remember, it doesn't matter what your problems or hang-ups are what matters is that you have your eyes unveiled and open to the fact that the price for your redemption was fully and is fully paid forever. Hallelujah. Amen. God does have your life all worked out, but how long will it be before you go to him and trust him to do in you and be in you what you cannot be in and of yourself? See? How long is it going to take till you go that way? How long? What's it going to take to wake up out of this thing and go in the way of the Lord? Go in the way that he has for your life instead of trying to figure it all out, do it your way. Our way hasn't been proven to be the best way, right? That's for sure. Amen. We got to get full of the Word, folks, full of Jesus, and live in the light, come into the light. So also what I want to share, too, with you now would really help you put your Christianity into proper perspective. Too many don't understand the simple truth that I'm sharing with you tonight. I mean, if you look at your Christianity this way, it'll take a lot of the stress out of being a Christian. Amen. So listen and embrace truth tonight. Do you go to church every Sunday? Do you read your Bible every day? Do you help people? Do you pray? Do you give? Do you witness? Are you a, quote, good Christian? Well, you might discover when God finally judges that some of those things counted little and were to no avail. Well, how could that be, you say? Well, see, when the Father comes back, he's not going to be looking for good people. He's going to be looking for Jesus in you. He's going to be looking for Spirit-filled people. He's going to be looking for Christ in you. How much of Jesus has been allowed to be formed inside of you? Huh? Amen. How many years, how long is it going to take? How much of Christ is being formed in you today? If you stand in his presence and hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, it will be because Jesus has been formed in you, Christ in me, the hope of glory. See, then you would have to fall at his feet and give him all the glory for working in his life into you. That's what we're going to thank him for, not for how great we were, how much good we did. No, it's how much good he did through us as we yielded ourselves to him, see? Because it's about him and yielding to him. That's what life is. A Christian is really a mouth, see? Listen, in all the things that I have accomplished for God in my short life, I cannot even see where I have done anything. But I can sure see that where God has done something, and by his mighty power working in me and through me, I cannot personally take credit for anything except my failures and mistakes and sins. I say, man, I messed up. And that was under the influence of demons, of course, and temptations. But still, I gave in, right? And you gave in to your temptations in the past, too. And this is why if we're given a crown, you know, we're going to throw it at his feet because it's he alone that deserves the crown. He alone that gets all the glory. He did it all. I was just a vessel, right? We're vessels. And what does a vessel do? It holds something. And we're holding Jesus tonight. And that's what we're here for, to hold more of him and to let him fill us up, fill my cup to overflowing, fill me to overflowing. You know, this is why we'll cast a crown at his feet. Thou art worthy, O Lord. What a day that will be. You know, many work for God for years and then realize they did it all by human effort and not by the Spirit. I knew a man who called himself a pastor who built a kingdom of a number of churches. I mean, he thought he was doing it for God, man. But you know what? He was doing it. That's right. He even used some unscrupulous methods and salesman-type methods to build all his churches and build his little organization. And on the outside, at first, it seemed to look pretty good, right? But who did it? Man had done it. He had done it. You know, one day it started to fall. It was like a domino effect. And little by little, the whole thing just fell apart. And today it is no more. No more. Where'd it go? Yeah, because he built it. And folks, in that day, if not before, much is going to be burned up. All this human effort will be judged and burned up. It will still be saved, but by fire, the Bible said. We're going to have to learn. It is critical that we learn, in fact, that everything that has lasting value and can withstand the fires of judgment is only that which we do out of the Spirit of God within us, and that which the Spirit of God does within us. Amen. The rest could just be nothing but wood, hay, and stubble, right? As the Scripture calls it, wood, hay, and stubble. And we'll talk about that more a little bit, but look at 127 Psalms. 127, the book of Psalm, verse 1. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. See, how many times you laid up in fear and worry and stress? Hey, what are you doing that? If God is watching his city, we are a city set on a hill. If God is watching his city, then, hey, what are you worried about? If he isn't watching it, then look out, man. But if God is taking care of you, if the Lord is building the house, hey, it's going to be all right. Except the Lord keeping the city, you know. Watchmen laying up in vain, man. So just give it all to Jesus. Cast yourself on the Lord. Give yourself to Jesus. Cast everything on him. Realize that it's in his hands. He's responsible for you. Have you made him responsible for you? He's responsible for me. I belong to him. And if you haven't made him responsible for you, no wonder you're having all the stress and trouble you're having. No wonder you all freak out about things. Listen, he is responsible for me and everything that pertains to me. And you need to make him responsible. Say, I'm yours, God. When I became your child, you became responsible for me. We are the house of the Lord. We are the city of God, set on a hill. And it's what we do by the power of the Spirit of God, not by natural human resources, that will gain the Lord's favor. See, it's whatever he does to us. He builds the house. And we often labor in vain. Unless it's Jesus in me, and by his divine life and his divine nature flowing through me, my works are nothing but vanity. My works are a vain work. Right? If it ain't Jesus, it's nothing. Right? What does the Bible say? You know, he says, it's not I, it's, the word says, it's not I that live, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live, I live by the faith of God, right? So, if faith came from him, he's the author and finisher of that. So, it's all by Jesus, see? And when we try to take over, do it on our own, no wonder we're in the mess we are, see? Amen. Much as would have been called Christian, really, and offered in the name of Christianity today is going to be burned up. It's just wood, hay, and stubble. It's just wood, hay, and stubble. Many books have been written. They're simply human effort. They're not from God, even though they may be about him. Many were written simply for money or because it was the latest Christian fad and everybody, you know, just listening to it. And that's what they think everybody wanted. All the sheep want, you know. But no. Doesn't mean the Spirit of God wrote it. 1 Corinthians. Let's read another scripture. 3, chapter 3, verse 11. 3, verse 11. Let's go over there. It says here, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work should be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he has built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be built, burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so is by fire. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Hey, the foundation is Christ Jesus. You can build with God stuff and God. Gold speaks of divine nature. The divine nature of God, the divine that speaks of him. Silver, precious stone, or you can build with wood, hay, and stubble. And anybody who studied the Bible typology is going to tell you that wood, hay, and stubble represents human nature, human ability. And to build with wood simply means that we work it. We work it, okay, and from our own human ability, our own human nature, and man, it may look good, and people may all say, woo, and ah, and pat you on the back, what a great thing you built. You know, we could be a missionary, give big offerings, and help a lot of people, and write Christian books, and even build a big ministry, but if they were done out of the flesh, out of human effort, our works are going to be burned up at the point of judgment, at the time of judgment. Look at Cain's offering. That's a good type of this here. He offered what he had done by the sweat of his brow. He brought the best his hands could produce. But what did God do? He rejected it. Yeah, Abel didn't bring anything of himself. What did he do? He just brought an offering according to God's direction, and he was accepted. See, the Lord led him. He just did it, and out of the obedience to the Lord, by the ability of God in him, hey, and he was accepted. Gold represents God, divinity, the divine life of God. So with gold, you're built by, you've been built by gold, by God, and through the Spirit. See? Powerful, right? Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. So can I encourage you today to build only with Jesus, to build only with God, to build only with God's divine nature today by yielding to God and let him work through you and quit wasting your time building it from the nature of man. You know, the demons will help you and make you think you got some big thing going for God there from the power of God, but it's really not, it's just you doing it. There's no heavenly holy anointing. They might give you some unholy fake anointing, the devil, to make you think that God's in it when God isn't in it. Right? Just like the seven sons of Sceva, they were trying to do some deliverance, and they got ran out of there by the demons, and they thought they were doing God's work. They said, in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches, and they got ripped apart by devils in that person. Right? So, hey, don't get to the end of your life and realize all that you did, and all of it was in vain. All that you did it, and it was in vain. Learn now to let God, allow the gold, the divine nature to work and flow through you and live in you and dominate your life. Hey, don't waste another day in vain self-effort. Realize grace. You live in grace. You function from grace. Amen? You live in grace. You function from grace. That's where the life is. And the blood of Jesus is in grace. Yeah, he bought that grace with his blood. Let God build his house and quit laboring in vain, in emptiness. Man, forget to the evil and to the end of your life and realize you just spun your wheel for years and it's still all burned up. Really? See, demons can keep you unaware and religious. On the religious merry-go-round, round and round and round of self-effort, all that person's life. And then they come to the end and they've done little or nothing by the Spirit of God, all done in and of their self-effort and of their flesh. But what is it then? Well, it's all burned up, right? We need to learn that the distractions from the spiritual life by demons are very many. Okay, and if we fail to recognize the works of distraction by devil, we're going to fulfill their will for our lives and never even walk in God's real purpose and plan for us, because the devil's a master distractor. I think I've said that before. He's a master distractor. He's going to distract you from the things of God. He's going to distract you from walking in the best and perfect anointing and will by and from the Spirit of God. He'll have you doing your own thing out of your own ability rather than doing things of his ability and his grace and his power, his anointing. Yeah, that's what he does. So we need to walk free from these demons and their condemnation, but also free from the works of the natural man to make us think we're doing something for God, when what he really wants is for us to allow his Holy Spirit to do something through us, being a vessel that he can use. See, we don't work and do for God. We live from God, and he does through us. See, amen. Jesus said, I only do what I see my master do, what the Father does. See, not the master, but what the Father does. And so that's the way he set an example for us. We do what the Spirit of God does through us, nothing else and nothing less. We need to let the Spirit of God live through us, a vessel, a cup that can be filled up with him. Not I that live, but Christ And you know, most people have eye trouble, don't they? A lot of eye trouble, a lot of focus on self, a lot of focus on themselves, and it's all about them. And even going to get ministered to, it's just what I can get out of it, how I can be ministered to, how I can, you know, that eye trouble. What about just getting more of Jesus? Fill me up, Lord, to overflowing. Fill me to overflowing. Let your spirit work through me. You know, maybe today is the day for you to wake up and have the blind eyes open to see. Hello, I've simply been wasting my life with a lot of fruitless self-efforts that are producing nothing. See? Today, I want to go for the gold and leave the wood, hay, stubble behind, the gold, the silver, the precious stone. See, God, you're working me and doing me and you alone. And demons be exposed of their endless self-efforts and works, trying to pass themselves off as pleasing to God when it's nothing but self-manifestations, but nothing to do with the Spirit of God. It might look good, smell good, taste good, but it's just filthy rags. The Bible says the righteousness of the man is nothing but filthy rags. All of our righteousness is as filthy rags. Amen? I'm going to put my self-effort and good works on the altar. I'm going to live in grace, living from the Spirit of God and by the Spirit of God. See, I choose Spirit rules and Spirit-lived life. Take them, Lord, and let the gold take their place of those wood, hay, and stubble. Let your divine nature come forth in me. Just declare that. Let your divine nature come forth in me. Your life be lived fully through me, not the self-life. Not what I think is best. So, Lord, not me, but you, Father. You know best. Father knows best, right? Father always knows best. You know, I sometimes think about this and have thought about it at times and say, you know, I don't agree with this organization, and I don't really think it's a great organization or anything, but, you know, Alcoholic Anonymous. There's some things about that we need to learn from and probably bring into the churches of the living God, right? Because, you know, they just, you would never do it, but you can go into there and you could say, hey, I went out, got drunk last night. I made a mess of my life. And I got all messed up and totally plastered last night, and they will still receive you and love you and bring you in and try to help you in spite of and not judge you because they've all been there, see? And yet you go to that church. You're not going to go into church on Sunday morning and say, hey, you know what I did last night? I got loaded, man. I tell you what, I got all loaded and drunk as a skunk and... You know, you would be afraid to do that, right? Because you're afraid they're going to all just kick you right out of there. And most churches would, right? Most churches would. They just kick you right on out of there because they would not receive you because look at you. Look what you've done, you filthy sinner, you. How could you do that and come in here and they'd judge you? They'd criticize you and they wouldn't have much to do with you. And again, I don't agree with everything about Alcoholics Anonymous and how they do things at all, and I'm not endorsing them. But like I said, there's some things that I would like to see in the family of God. The people who attend those meetings are very often transparent, see? And they're not performing when they come to the meetings. You know, a lot of Christians are performance-based Christianity. They perform when they go to church all day. They put on their Sunday church face, and they don't want to show anybody the real face. Okay? But see, in Alcoholics Anonymous, they don't try to be something they're not when they meet together, as many Christians do at church. You can go to the meetings, and no one expects you to be perfect or do anything. You're perfectly welcome to just go in there and be who you are with no pretense. No matter how bad you were the night before, the last week, and no one tries to change you in an outward way, but I'll try to help you. And you go into an AA meeting and say, I really blew it, you know. They're just going to forgive you and help you no matter how many times you fall back into it. And you know what? If our churches would allow people to be open and transparent and still love them, still work to help them get delivered, but love them and not judge them harshly and do all that, they would find themselves overflowing with people probably to minister to. And I'm not saying accepting their sin. I'm not saying that, but letting them admit it without condemning them. See? They're so afraid somebody's going to condemn them. So afraid. Yeah. So they dare not show themselves. They put on that Christian mask and Christianese talk. And yet you would dare, see, you would dare come to church and say, I fell into fornication last night. I got drunk last night. You wouldn't dare come in there and do that, see. People know, because if they've ever done it, they know that they'd be rejected by most churches. I'm not saying all, but many of them. John 8:7, so when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him cast the first stone at her. Right? How are we to love today? Well, who is that? Is that you? Is that me? A lot of God people are hurt today because of their flesh has gotten the best of them. And God's people won't have nothing to do with them. And they feel rejected. Right? Rejected. Yeah, people need to wake up here. Something wrong here. I think if our churches were more like a AA meeting, we could win multitudes to Jesus, possibly. But we love with conditions. Conditions, well, I'll love you if you don't show yourself your true sins and what you've been up to. Yeah, I'll love you if you conform to our group and be like us. And yeah, and don't show your demons and that list, that and the other. First, what is it, 2 Corinthians 5:19? It says, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. And remember who you are, saints. We are ambassadors for Christ, verse 20, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God, for he has made of him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. See, this is who we are. This is what we are. We are the righteousness of God in him. So where is this word and ministry of reconciliation in the church today? Where is that unconditional love and acceptance that people, need and long for? And again, I'm not saying we just let everybody come in, all the LGBTQs and all this stuff, go and come in and do their thing. No, we have to rebuke sin. We have to deal with sin. But sometimes we should be too busy casting stones. People that are trying, and I mean not trying, but people are walking a Christian life and then they mess up and they can't be transparent in church because they all have to pretend to be holy and so righteous. And yet we all have our demons. Every one of us has demons and we all need deliverance. So why so high and mighty? You know, we're not so high and mighty. We have to act religious, and because we don't dare let people really know some of the things that are inside of us still, where we still haven't been delivered, where we still haven't overcome, where fear has dominated, worry, or some sexual sin or something. We don't dare let them see or know some of the things that we suffer in the flesh. I mean, we're all in the same place, but nobody wants to admit it, see? Everybody's dealing with something. Everybody has some weakness in their life that they're working on overcoming by the Spirit of God and getting delivered from. Huh? Come on, saints, listen to me. We try to hide under the pressure to conform to the guise of the so-called Christian code of conduct, which is kind of a form of legalism, really, right? I mean, we can't even have real fellowship with each other until we get transparent, can we? I don't think so. You know, I mean, why don't we just all admit it? We all have our demons. We're getting the process of getting delivered, and it's a lifelong process. So, hey, we don't have to be so hard on each other. You know, I know that if you're living in open sin and like living with somebody outside of marriage, it has to be confronted and all that. But what I'm saying is, hey, if somebody fell into temptation in the group and And they're afraid that they can't talk about it with anybody because they can't get prayer for it, deliverance for it, because they're afraid of being judged. Something's wrong with that group. See? First John 1:7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. We got to apply the blood and let the blood do its work. We can't even have that fellowship, see, unless we let the blood do its work. The blood brings us all in as one blood, one body, one blood. Jesus said, he that does truth comes to the light. God wants us to be transparent. It doesn't matter how bad we are. If we just have a heart that seeks after God, you're going to change, folks. No matter how many faults and hang-ups you have, if you are seeking God in your daily life, you'll be directed and led into his presence. Hallelujah. Are you seeking him in your daily life? Not out of legalism, not out of you have to or he'll reject you or anything like that. But are you seeking him because you're hungry in your daily life? I'm hungry for you, God. I have a heart that seeks after you. And yeah, no matter how many faults and hang-ups you have, if you're seeking God in your daily life, you're going to be directed and led into his divine presence. Amen. Before somebody who's self-righteous and full of self-effort and may always go to church or read their Bible sometime, but still, they're just religious and self-righteous and a bunch of self-effort, see? So you're going to get to God before they do, right? Because you're seeking God in your daily life in spite of your faults and failures and your hang-ups and your demons and all that's still wrong in your life, which we all have. Stuff's still wrong in our life, right? So how dare we judge somebody? We may not have the same thing they have going on, but hey, how dare we come down so hard on somebody who admits, well, I fell into this or I fell into that, huh? Oh, man, what we only know, what one only knows intellectually will do them very little good, right? It's got to be revelation knowledge. Everything of the natural man is of little value. If it doesn't come by revelation, we don't really know it. If we don't have it by the Spirit of God, we just read about it, we just heard about it, and we didn't get a revelation by the Spirit of God, then we don't really know it. Therefore, we can't really live that way, operate that way, because we don't really know it. We just did a real revelation. We just heard about it. Somebody else wrote about it in their book or something, but there was no spirit revelation, no spirit quickening. So how could you live that way if you don't have a spirit revelation, a spirit quickening? Matthew 23:23. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have admitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye to have done, not to leave the other undone. Ye blind guides, which are straining at a gnat and swallow a camel. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye made clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Ye, thou blind Pharisees, cleanse first that which is within the cup of the platter, and then the outside, then may also be clean. See? Oh, man, and he didn't have anything nice to say to these people, right? Reading on, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites, for you are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead man's bone and of all uncleanness. Even so, ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because ye build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous, and say, if we had been in the days of our father, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Yeah, holier than thou, self-righteousness, self-effort, all of that, it's not going to bring them through. It's not going to get him closer to God, just like it would get us closer to God. But what a picture of religion and the spirit of religion and of claiming to be holy but truly living in darkness. And see, a lot of Christians do this too. They put on the act on the outside, but inside they're full of devils. And they're just trying to hide their devils from everybody, hide their sins from everybody. When they're around other believers and they don't want to admit they need deliverance, and the others don't want to admit they need deliverance, they're just hiding theirs too. So where are we going here? We're going to have to go ahead and say, hey, we all have our demons. We all, and they're not my demons, but, you know, we all have demons within us, and we all need deliverance from demons, so let's start getting some and quit judging each other so harshly and rejecting each other just because we may not have the same demon they have and whatever. But don't try to hide. Come into light is what God wants. And it simply means to always be open and before him. Do not try to hide like Adam and Eve did in the garden. Hiding leads to hypocrisy. And there's too much of hypocrisy in the world and in the church today. Right? Look at the world. They're full of hypocrites. They say one thing, do another. But hey, when it's in the church, that's a whole different deal, right? And so they judge the church, yeah, and they say, well, oh, they're just a bunch of old hypocrites in that church. Well, in some ways, they are a bunch of hypocrites in that church because they're all hiding their sin from each other. Yet, see, to walk in the light is like this. If you're in darkness, you can't see, right? In a dark room, nothing's visible. If you're in darkness, yet even if you turn on the smallest light, you immediately begin to see things. And if you turn on the bright light, you see everything. You see all things, right? You could see all the beautiful furniture, the art, the antiques, the hangings on the wall, and pictures of people that you might love or know or whatever, as well as the dirt in the corner, the mold growing on the ceiling where the leak was, or turning on the light exposes you, see? It exposes your demons, too. You begin to see the filth in there, in the corner, hiding over there, that dirt in the corner, see? You start seeing the demons in the corner. And you start seeing things. See, Jesus wants to shine in us. He wants to expose the darkness. He wants to overturn the evil so that we're no longer dominated by that force of evil. And we're no longer under being ruined by the evil. See, as long as we try to hide all the evil, how are we going to ever get delivered from the evil? See, we're afraid somebody knows about all the sin in my life. Oh, they're going to judge me, reject me. See, there's something wrong with me. Hey, when you're walking in the light of God, you could see all the good changes that he's made in your life, but you could also see all the areas that you still need deliverance from. You still need to get rid of these habits. You still need to get rid of that fear. You still need to quit worrying about things. Still need to give that to Jesus. You need to let trust in him with all your heart. Quit leaning on your own understanding. Quit trying to figure everything out on your own. Huh? Get rid of those habits that still need to be overcome, so you can be that end time overcomer that you're supposed to be by the grace of God. See, he'll do that. He'll deliver you. He'll change you, but you got to yield to him. You got to yield that stuff to him. You got to be transparent with the Lord. You're always humbled in the light because no matter how much change is taking place in you, there's always going to be still so many. There's always going to be still so many more unholy things about us that need the Spirit's transforming power and the delivering power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus, of course. There's going to be more things we need delivered from. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We got to understand these things. God wants you delivered. He wants you changed by the power of the Spirit of God. He wants you to quit hiding those things in your life and go ahead and let him deal with it. Huh? Amen. You need the transforming power of the Holy Spirit working in you. Yet this is truly wonderful, though, because if we walk in the light, always exposed and transparent to God, the blood of Jesus continually cleanses us from all sin, and we have fellowship with each other, and we have fellowship with the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Knowing that none of us are yet perfected, but we're all cleansed by the blood. Man, this takes all the performance out of Christianity. You don't have to live on that performance-based Christianity. Put on the act, put on the mask, put on all this. See? I hope you hear what I'm saying tonight. I know it can be complicated because you're not used to that. It would be strange to you to come in and say that and act like that and expose yourself like that. Hey, but Jesus exposed him. Like the woman at the well. Hey, the man you're with right now, is not, you've had five husbands, and the man you're with right now is not your husband. Oh, I would have never told you that. And then she just realized, hey, God is here. There's a prophet here. There's God here. There's something here that's supernatural. There's something here beyond me. Hey, I'm going to just go ahead and open up to this man and listen to him. And he just gives you that living water. That living water is going to be stronger than her living with that man and her having five husbands and all that. That living water, the blood of Jesus, the forgiveness and all that, hey, that's bigger. That's more powerful than all the sin, All the demons. Yeah, we think that the demons are so big, we're never going to get rid of those demons. Oh, they're so tough, they're so strong. No, 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 no. Where do you get that kind of thinking from? It comes from the devil himself. Oh, the demons are stronger than God. I can't get this thing out. Well, wait a minute. How big is your God? Have you got him in a little box today? How big is your God? Your God's going to have to get bigger than those demons, okay? And he is bigger than those demons, but you're going to have to get bigger than those demons in your eyes. There's something wrong with your sight of God. Something wrong with your vision and clarity of God. You're not seeing something right. You're not seeing something through the Word of God. Because if you see God through the Word of God, God's big. He's bigger than any devil. He's bigger than Satan himself. He's bigger than anything. God's so big that no devil can persevere before him. It cannot. They have to go with the name of Jesus. You start believing that way, you can get more deliverance that way. See? But when you get, oh, that demon's so big, so strong, he just seems like he's never going to go, never going to come out. Huh? What are you doing? You're sabotaging your own freedom. You're sabotaging your own liberty. You're listening to the voice of demons. You're listening to the voice of evil, not listening to the voice of darkness. How are you going to overcome that evil that way? You're not. See? Not going to. The blood of Jesus is bigger than any demon, any sin. It has the ability to get rid of the sin, cleanse it all away, and bring us into fellowship with each other and with the Lord, see, the blood of Jesus. See, no performance-based Christianity anymore. We're free to be who we are and still love God and love one another, knowing that he is working in us, and we'll continue to bring correction to us until we're fully transformed into his image. And it's okay if it takes time. So it's a lifelong process. It's a progressive walk. Well, none of us have arrived all at once. See, it's a progressive walk. We're growing in grace and truth. Hey, and we're going to be all right. We're going to make it through Jesus, see, as long as we keep our eyes on Jesus. See, the world is calling you to look at them. The world is calling you to be distracted, see. The world, the flesh and the devil, full of demons, right? The world is full of devils. The god of this world is Satan, according to the Word of God. And the whole world lies in wickedness. It says in 1 John, the whole world lies in wickedness. If we don't understand that, then we don't understand what's going on out there and around us, see, right now. Look at all the craziness that's going on. When I say craziness, that means demonness. Right? Because they're crazy. Devils are crazy. They do crazy things. They do the most antichrist things. Anything they could do to try to just make you aghast at what they're doing. Oh, how could be such evil be going on? Well, that's what demons are. They are such evil. They're pure evil. Right? And we're to hate evil. So we hate those devils that are using people to do their evil work, to perform their wickedness, see? So we hate the evil that's going on in the world today, but we're living in grace. So we're living a step above, a high step above, way above the devil. See? So is it any wonder that we're grieved by what's going on in this world? Because we have the Spirit of God in us, and he hates the evil too, because the Bible tells us to hate evil. He hates evil. See? He's not in love with evil. He hates the evil. Okay? And we're told to hate evil as well. And so as we look upon the wickedness that's going on in this world right now, and the perversion and the sickness of men having babies. Did you see that picture that was it last week or that come out? This woman holding a man who is pregnant and hugging him and kissing his belly and all that disgusting stuff. See, it's disgusting. We're aghast at it because it's the work of demons. It's not the work of God. God never said for men to have babies. Did God ever say that? Because you read it anywhere in the Bible where it says men will have babies and they are already ordained of God to do so. No, there's nothing in the scripture about that. That's all from the devil. That's all from perversion, the demons work, the evil. They're trying to prevail right now. They're trying to prevail on the human race. See, we've got to rebuke that stuff in Jesus' name and say, no, devil, you're not going to have your way with the human race. You're not going to have your way with us as a church of the living God, the people of the living God, the family of the living God. You're not going to have your way with us. You're not going to be able to prevail against us. Because you know, I've read the end of the book. You know, the book says, devil, you're going to be thrown into, you know, outer darkness. You're going to be thrown into hell. You're going to be thrown into the pit. You know, you have no good ending. It's never going to be good for you, devil. And we're going to remind him of that. Remind him that you're an end time overcomer. And the devil, your end is terrible. And, you know, you're going to get exactly what you chose, you know, to rebel against God, and you're going to get thrown into, you know, evil, right, forever, to be there, bound up, first for 1,000 years and then for eternity. My. Separated from God forever. And you're already separated from God, really, because there's no God in you anymore. He's not living in you. He's not dwelling in you. And you can't really have God anymore. There's no repentance for you, devil. You've had it. It's over for you. Yeah. Praise God. You know, that ought to give you some boldness to know that you have a defeated foe that's the God of this world trying to psych you out and control you and manipulate you with all of his little tools that he uses people to propagate. Propagates his evil through media, through any type of media he chooses. And he owns all these different things like hell box office and Sheol time, right? And all these evil networks and broadcast entities such as Unclean Flicks and all this stuff. They call it Netflix, but it's Unclean Flicks, and you know, which I wouldn't want to have that or even subscribe to something so disgusting as that. See, because we're not of this world, and it ought to disgust us because we're of another kingdom. We're of the heavenly kingdom, folks. We have to recognize where we're from and who lives in us and the power that dwells in us. And hey, that same power, right, that raised Christ from the dead to quicken our mortal bodies and lives in us today. And oh man, where do we bring this down and stop tonight so we can go and do some deliverance here? Hallelujah. So have patience with yourself. Have patience with your imperfections. Realize, brother and sister, that you're going to be free. You know? Hey, have patience with your imperfect brother and sister, really, too, because they realize they're coming along, too. And they're a work in progress. And as long as they're seeking God, you know, and they want Jesus with all their heart, then, hey, don't be so harsh on them. Right? Help them. Teach them about deliverance. Teach them about getting free from their besetting sins and their demons. You know something they don't know. If you know deliverance and they don't walk in deliverance, you know something that will help them. Right? So why not show them deliverance? Show them what they need. I know some will reject you. Some have religious spirits and devils that get all riled up when you talk about deliverance. How many times has that happened to us? Well, I can't count the times it's happened to me. People get riled up because it's not them, but it's the demons in them don't want to be discovered, and they don't want to be cast out, and they don't want to be confronted. They want to keep their house and keep on doing the evil work that they've been doing. See? So sometimes they'll come against the deliverance ministry. They'll come against the deliverance ministry, period. Yeah. But we got to realize that they're just in ignorance. Some of it's willful ignorance, and some of it's ignorance that's gotten an agreement with a demon. And a lot of people are in agreement with their demons. That's why they're not getting free from their demons. You've got to get out of agreement with your demon if you're ever going to get free from your demons, right? You know that's true. I know that's true. You know that's true. You want to get free from a demon, you got to get out of agreement with the demon. Otherwise, the demon's going to continue to control you in that area and have dominance in that in your life. See, and hey, what's supposed to have dominance in your life? The Holy Spirit, right? Grace, truth, the blood of Jesus. The truth of the word of God. Amen. The Holy Spirit has to have the dominance. See? Otherwise, something else will. And see, in grace, the Holy Spirit does have the dominance. It's supposed to. He is supposed to. Don't call the Holy Spirit it, but he is supposed to. Okay? Oh, so, amen. How many of you going to make a choice to be transparent before God, to no longer hide and be ashamed? I will walk in the light, and yet I will still love and accept those who don't measure up, see, as long as they're choosing to walk in the light. I mean, you know, coming against the light and trying to destroy the light is going to, you know, be against the things of God. As long as they're seeking God, I'm not going to throw that first stone at them, try to take them out like when Jesus was there with the woman that had been caught in adultery. Where were the men? they were committing adultery. Huh? Where was this? How come it's just a woman that's getting stoned? You think the men weren't sinning too? Oh, but it's okay for them to sin. They were holier than thou or something. What's going on there? Hell, but Jesus said, hey, I forgive you and I don't condemn you. Go and sin no more. Don't go and quit doing that. You know, in other words, go. Don't keep doing that. Don't keep opening the doors to those demons. I'm not condemning you, boy. I forgive you. Now go on and live the life and believe on me and live the life and don't sin anymore like that. Quit giving place to that devil. And he granted her grace, I'm sure, to live that overcoming life if she chose to. It was her choice at that point. When he told her that she didn't have to, he gave her within that command, I believe, was the power for her to do that, right? Because when he speaks something, he doesn't give you no power to overcome, right? If he tells you not to go and sin no more doing that, same sin, in other words, what you were caught in doing and stoned for, and his command was the grace and the power to not keep doing that sin, or he would have commanded her to do something she couldn't do, right? But see, he gave her the power, or he wouldn't have told her not to do it anymore, because he knew that she was powerless not to do it anymore on her own ability without him. Amen? Well, that's another story for another time. Anyway, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your word tonight. Thank you, Father, for much grace, Lord. We taught on the liberty of the sons of God and the daughters of God today, and that's important that we not forget that and start getting into self-effort and self-righteousness and religion, those religious spirits. We don't want to partake of those. We don't want any part of that, Father. We want to live in grace all the days of our life under the better covenant, the new covenant, the covenant of Jesus, the one that Jesus bought for us with his own blood. And we're grateful tonight for that blood and what it bought for us. We thank you for that. And we just yield ourselves to you tonight. We're not our own. We've been bought with the price of precious blood. And so, Lord, just live through us. And we live as we live from you, from your ability, from your grace, from your goodness and mercy, from your love. Thank you, Lord, that the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts right now by the Holy Spirit. And we can draw life from you within us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for grace to draw the life of God, to draw on your very life. I'm come that you might have life. He gave us life, and we need to draw on it. We need to come on boldly before the throne of grace to receive grace and mercy in time of need and help in time of need. When are we in time of need? All the time, Lord. Just all the time. We need you all the time. We need grace and mercy and help all the time, Lord. So we just might as well just live before the throne of grace. So we just live there. We'll buy and set up house there, Father, because we need you all the time, Lord. All the time. Time of need is always. We need you always, Lord. And you told us, hey, I'll never leave you nor forsake us. Thank you. And so how true is that, that we can be always before you, Lord? Praise you, Father, for that. Praise you for the grace that made that possible, Lord. Praise you. We worship you. And now we thank you, Lord, for some deliverance tonight as we go into deliverance and do some casting out of spirits here in a few moments. And I want to praise you for the success of that in people's lives, Father, the delivering power of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for it. We thank you for it tonight. We thank you for moving mightily, Lord, right now. We cast these spirits out. We do see the supernatural manifestation of signs and wonders through deliverance, Lord. We praise you for that. Praise you and worship you, Lord, that we are not hard-hearted, but we are tender-hearted right now. Tender-hearted before you. Amen. Amen. We worship you now in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we'll be back in a few minutes, and we will do some deliverance then.
Have no regrets, that I'll live
Back. Let's do some deliverance now. Just repeat after me. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command every wicked spirit in me to come out of me now. I break your hold over me, break your control over me. I cover myself with the blood of Jesus and my family and my pets and my home, everything that pertains to me with the blood of Jesus. I command you to come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, you have to come out. Just repeat it. I break every curse, every hex, every vex, every spell over me. In Jesus' name, every generational curse. I command the spirits that have enforced the curse upon my life to leave in Jesus' name. Amen. And just now pray this one last prayer. Father, forgive me. In Jesus' name, for all my sin, wash them all away with the blood of Jesus forever. Thank you, Lord, for the blood cleanses me from all sin. All right. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for you are the deliverer. You're going to deliver these folks that want deliverance with all their heart, as you will. deliver them now. As we command these spirits to begin to come out, in Jesus' name, we come against the spirit of condemnation. We command it to go right now. The spirit of condemnation, come out now, all the way out. Come out, 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 come out. Condemnatory spirits, right now, you come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. Come out of there, all the way out. In the name of Jesus, right now, all the way out. Condemnatory spirits, I rebuke you. You go in Jesus' name, all the way out. All the way out, all those condemnatory spirits, I bind you, all that spirit of self-effort where you're just always trying to do it for God, all that self-effort, you come out. Self-effort, go, come out, that self-effort spirit, trying to just have its way instead of God's way. In Jesus' name, you come out of there, self-effort, go. In Jesus' name, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, all the way out. That spirit of inner frustration with your life, frustration of all that's still wrong with you, come out. That spirit of frustration, come out. Being frustrated with you, come out. Frustrated with myself and with others, come out, 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 come out in Jesus' name, all the way out. All the way out. The blood of Jesus, go up and out of there. All the way out. All the way up out of there. In Jesus' name, go, 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 go. Come out, 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 come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Go right now. Self-frustration, frustration with self, frustration with you. Come out. All the way out. Fear of trauma, being traumatized. Come out. We break the curse of trauma. Come out, all that trauma. Come out, 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 all the way out. Trauma, come out, come out. Panic attacks, come out. Having panic attacks, come out, all the way out. We rebuke that. Panic attacks, come out. In Jesus' name, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there, all the way out, all the way out. All the way out, those panic attacks, those anxiety attacks, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. We break the curse of them. Break the curse of the anxiety attacks, come out. The bipolar spirits, we break the curse of bipolar, come out. We break the generational curse of the bipolar, come out. Come out, come out. ADHD, we break that curse. Come out, come out, come out, come out of there. ADHD, come out. Come out, ADD, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there. All the way out. Those spirits, you have to go. Kundalini spirits, come out. You're doing yoga, transcendental meditation and different things that open up doors. You come out of there right now. Kundalini spirits, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there. All the yoga spirits, come out. All that meditation, yoga, come out, come out, come out. The Kundalini spirit, go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, up and out, up and out, come out, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Go, come out in Jesus' name, all the way out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Cough a few times, get these things moving. Oh, all the way up out of there. It helps get them moving. Come out. Come out. They come out in the air, coughing, sighing, burping, yawning, screaming. All the way out. Keep going. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. Spirit of isolation, you come out. Spirit of isolation, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. We break the curse of isolation. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out, 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 come out. Isolation spirits, come out. In the name of Jesus, go all the way out. All the way out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. That spirit of isolation, isolated, come out. Try to isolate you from others and separate you. Come out, 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 come out. In Jesus' name, just say it out loud. I forgive myself. All that spirit that's blocking forgiveness, you come out right now. Say it. I forgive myself. Come out all the way out. all the way out. All those spirits that are blocking forgiveness for you because you have a hard time forgiving your own self. Come out. All the way out. All the God forgive you. Why can't you do it? Come on. God did it. Come out. All the way out. All that forgiving self, the need to forgive self, that unforgiveness towards self. Come out. 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 All the way out. All the way up out of there. In the name of Jesus, right now, loose them and let them go. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out of there. Come on out. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Inability to trust. You just have a hard time trusting God. Have that inability to trust. Come out of there. All that inability to trust spirit that blocks trust. The spirit that blocks trust. Come out. Come out, 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 come out. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus is against you. Angel, sword these demons right now. Come out, all the way out. All that inability to trust, come out, come out, come out, come out in Jesus' name. Up and out, up and out, up and out of there. Move, 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 all the way, all the way. Inability to trust, come out in Jesus' name. Double-mindedness, come out too. Double-mindedness, come out. Come out, 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 come out. In Jesus' name, the blood is against you, demons. You have to obey. You're weak by the blood of Jesus. We apply it right now. Cloudy mind and a foggy mind. Come out of there, that cloudy, foggy mind. Come out, 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 come out. All the way out, all the way out. All the way out. Cloudy mind, foggy mind, come out. Up and out, all the way out. All the way out. Come out in Jesus' name. Nicotine addiction, too. Come out. Come out. Nicotine addiction. Come out. 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 Tobacco, nicotine. Addiction to tobacco. Come out. All the way out. All the way out. Nicotine addiction. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. All the way out. All the way out. All the way up out of there, up and out, up and out, up and out of there, all the way out. Come out, nicotine addiction, come out, come out, come out, come out, tobacco, come out, controlled by tobacco, controlled by nicotine, come out, we break the curse, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there, up and out of there, go, 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 we break your control over people, come out, come out, come out, in Jesus' name, we break that habit. Come out, the spirit of the habit of nicotine. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out in Jesus' name. Go, 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 all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Those spirits of distraction, you come out. Spirits of distraction, come out now. Come on, distraction. Come out, the spirit of distraction. You have to go all the way out. All the way out, trying to distract you from the word, distract you from the things of God, always something to distract you. We command that distraction to come out now, all the way out. Come out, distraction, come out, 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 distraction, all the way, all the way, all the way, up and out, up and out, up and out, up and out of there. Go in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, go, go. Go, all that distraction spirit is causing distraction in your life from the things of God. Come out, all the way out, all the way out. Go in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Go, 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 distractions, or spiritual distractions, distraction from the Lord, distraction from the things of God. You have to go all the way out. That's his subtle device that he uses on so many. It's the spirit of distraction, distract you from reading your Bible, distract you from getting in the things of God, seeking God with all your heart, distractions from getting delivered even, distractions from focusing on what you need to focus on. Yeah, and you don't get anything accomplished because you're distracted and you have things you know you need to get done, but your demons distract you and you feel like you're all over the place when you didn't get what you wanted to accomplish that day. And things haven't gone, the day's gone and didn't get anything done. And this has been distracted, didn't get with God, didn't start the day out with God. You got distracted right off in the morning. and kept on happening. I always, the things that come up that are so, oh, I got to get it taken care of right now. To feed the dog, feed the cat, let them out. All these things, right? Keep going. Distraction. Out, 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 out of there. All the way out. I bind you, spirits of distraction. Come out. Come out. Keep coming out. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. All the way out. Out, 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 out. Distraction. We rebuke your distractions. Yeah. Try to just distract from the things that are really important. Demons are experts at that. I've been doing it for thousands of years here. So we rebuke you, devil. Distraction devils, get out of here. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way out, all the way out. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Disappointment, go. All the way out, that spirit of disappointment. All the way out, come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Spirit of pornography, go, go, lust, pornography, come out, come out, come out, lustful spirit, come out all the way, in the name of Jesus, the lustful spirit, go, 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 we break the curse of lustful spirits, controlled by lust, come out, 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 pornography, lust, come out, come out, come out, come out, lust, come out, all the way out. All the lost spirits, the chasing spirits, Lord, angels, in Jesus' name, go, 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 all the way, go, all the way out, all those lost spirits, go, cough a few times, get them moving, all the way out, let them go, keep coughing, let them go, move, 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 all the way out, get them moving, go, the blood of Jesus, go, go, come out, come out, come out, come out, cancer, asthma, come out, psoriasis, arthritis, come out, all the way out, go, in Jesus' name, go, 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 psoriasis, go, skin problems, come out, 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 all the way out, COVID demons, go, go, lingering COVID demons, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there, all the way out, all those COVID devils, come out, in Jesus' name, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out in Jesus' name, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, 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 out. Keep moving. All those lingering spirits from COVID, if you had COVID, or even things that were, you wore the mask and you picked up those spirits of the COVID craze and the COVID fear, all of that, we break the curse of that. You go in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out. We break COVID control, fear of COVID. Come out. Come out, 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 come out. Lingering effects of COVID. Come out. Losing your hair, anything that's going on from COVID, we bind that and command it to stop and the spirits to go. Right now, go, 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 all the way out. All the way out, all the way out, all that infirmity spirit of any kind, all the man-made bioweapon spirits, go in Jesus' name. Come out, go, go, go. We're accompanied by demons. Come out, all the way out. Go, go, go. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Workaholic, you come out. Always got to be busy. Always got to be working. You come out. Workaholic spirits, come out. Come out in Jesus' name, all that workaholic spirit. All you gotta be busy. That's a distraction right there. I'll keep you from the things of God, the Word of God and stuff. Yeah, workaholic spirit. Well, working all the time. Just gotta work, 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 work. Can't sit down and focus on the things of God and get quiet in the presence and feel and sense the presence of your King of Kings and Lord of Lords in your life. Time to get quiet. Time to take, you know, some people just have to have somebody around all the time or some noise going all the time. Man, I love the quiet. I get in the quiet. I'm in the presence of God. I get in the presence, get in the spirit and shut everything out. Just get in with him. Get in with Jesus. You don't have to have noise going all the time. The Bible says the still small voice of the Lord will speak, right? You hear the still small voice. How do you hear that with all that clutter, that mental clutter going on? Demons like clutter, you know. They like to keep things all cluttered up and noise everywhere. You focus on everything else in the world but God, huh? Well, we rebuke that. That cluttered mind, come out in Jesus' name. That demonic clutter, come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, come out. come out, come out, come out. That noise, got to have noise all the time. Got to have people around all the time. Come out, 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 come out of there, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. In Jesus' name, profanity, you come out. Foul mouth spirit. Let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth, the Word of God says. So we command that foul mouth spirit to come out, that profane spirit, profanity, using profanity, come out. Out, 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 all the way out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, come out. Profanity. We rebuke the spirit of profanity. We rebuke the corrupt communication. We rebuke those negative words that the demons of negativism that has you speaking negative words over yourself and over others. We rebuke that spirit right now. Come out in Jesus' name. Negative words, come out, 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 come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Go all the way out, all the way out. Negative words, come on, negativism, come out, come out. Always negative about this and that and the other. Oh, instead of saying, you know, the word and life, and you're speaking death and negative. Come out. All the way out. That negativism. Come out. 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 Come all the way out. The blood is against you, demons. You have to obey in Jesus' name. You are defeated by the blood. You have to obey. All the way out. Spirit of depression, you come out. Spirit of depression, you come out now. All that spirit of depression, come out. Depression, we rebuke it. We break the curse of depression. Come out, 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 come on out, up and out. I bind you. I break your hold. Depression, you have to go in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. All that depression, go in the name of Jesus. We rebuke you. Come out in Jesus' name. All the way out. Up and out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Angel, sword that demon. Sword it. Sword it. Sword it. Sword it. Come out. 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 All the way out. All depression has to go. All depression has to go. The blood is against you, depression. You have to obey. You're defeated. They don't want you anymore, or they wouldn't have called you out for deliverance, so you have to go. All that depression, discouragement, disappointment, hopelessness, come out. All that family, come out. All the way out. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Discouragement, disappointment, hopeless, come out, come out, come out. Every one of you, go in the name of Jesus right now. Loose them, loose them, and loose them, and let them go. Loose them. Let them go. All the way out. Up and out. Move on up. Up, 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 out of the throat. All the way out the mouth. Go. Coughing, sighing, burping, yawning, spitting. Let them go. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. Sighing. Breathing. Blow it out. Let it go. All the way out. All depression. Go. All discouragement. All disappointment. All hopelessness. Lost hope. Come out. Come out, come out, up and out, all the way out, up and out, 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 out. Keep going. Overeating, out of control with your diet, your spirit of overeating, come out, come out, come out, overeating. I rebuke overeating, come out in Jesus' name. Come out, overeating spirits, I rebuke you. You got to go all the way out. Overeating, come out, no control over sugar. Bondage to sugar, sugar addiction, you come out. Come out, sugar addiction, come out. Come out, sugar addiction, come out. Come on, all the way out, sugar addiction. Got to have my sweets, got to feed that sugar in there, feed those parasites, come out. All the sugar addiction, come out. Come out, 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 in Jesus' name. All the way out, all the way out. Father, we seal this deliverance. If people have received today, thank you, Lord, for delivering people, setting them free. Thank you, Lord, that it's the children's bread, and we take bread often. So deliverance is a good thing to do quite often, and we thank you for that. Thank you for delivering us, setting us free, changing us, molding us, making us into your image. Get these things out of us. And we're not going to be the same, Lord. You don't want us to be the same. You want to change us, make us more like you, Father. Thank you for that. Thank you for the program tonight. Bless every listener. Minister to them, encourage them, strengthen them. Let them walk in the supernatural power of God in their life daily, Father. For your glory, we praise you for that. We pray you prosper them at their work and abundantly provide, abundantly above all they could think or ask, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for that and give you the glory for it. Amen. All right, folks, we appreciate you tuning in tonight. Thank you. And Lord bless you. We'll see you back next week. The website, theoasiscommunitychurch.com. And appreciate those of you in the chat room. Thank you. And God bless you all. And we hope to see you all next week. Same time, same place. God bless. Bye-bye. Well, that's all tonight, folks. You know, I just encourage you to begin to just speak out loud the truth of God's word over yourself on a regular basis, like every day. You know, I say, I'm more than a conqueror through him that loves me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. For God has not given me a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. Start speaking about loud in your home, in your car, when you're driving. Just speak it out over yourself. The reality will come home to you of these truths of the word when you speak it. Confess it with your mouth. Speak it out loud. Let yourself hear yourself speaking the word. Even read the word out loud so you can hear the word out loud when you're reading it. It's more powerful that way. I like to do that too. I tell you, when I read it out loud, I seem to get more out of it than I do when I'm reading it quietly sometimes. Other times I need to read it in the quiet. But yeah, amen, amen. Lord bless you in your seeking of the Lord. He will bless you. I guarantee you, if you seek him with all your heart, you will have the presence of God. You will be blessed by him. He said, when you seek me with all your heart, I will be found of you, right? And he means it. What he says, it says what he means, right? He's a good God. Amen. Well, good night, folks. I'm going to sign off now since we're past our two-hour time here. But we'll see you back later. God bless you. You be with Jesus all week. Amen. Stay with him. Bye.